Welcome back to A Biblical Way to Pray the Mass. This is part number 8. And as you might have been able to tell, the intro music was a little different today because Father Gallagher says that this piece, the Antonio Vivaldi's Gloria, is music that offers a glimpse of what it will mean to praise God in eternal life. The beauty of this Gloria, the joy, the exuberance, the delight it expresses, and its soul-stirring richness speak of the gratitude with which angels and saints praise God in heaven. Father Gallagher, in his book, A Biblical Way to Pray the Mass, tries to elicit this music, but also bringing to mind the multitudes in heaven singing the praises of our Father, who has loved us and saved us. In the book of Revelation, it says, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stand before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, singing, salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb. Father Gallagher brings up an altar piece that he saw near Florence, Italy, by Fra Angelico. And it depicted this scene. I've also seen one similar by Van Eck in Ghent, in the cathedral in Ghent, Belgium. And in that beautiful altarpiece that Van Eck painted, it's huge and gorgeous, and it shows the Lamb at the center of paradise on the altar, the blood pouring out into the chalice, and the angels and the saints and all the blessed in heaven singing the glory of the Father, singing the glory of, in adoration of the Lamb, singing his praises. And today, Father Gallagher, Venerable Bruno, says that at the preface, so we've brought up the gifts, and Father said those brief prayers, thanking the Father for the gifts. There's this little dialogue, and then it goes into what we say in Latin, the Sanctus, the holy, holy, holy. That is called the preface. So Father, Venerable Bruno says that at the preface, I will seek the sentiments and the heart of the heavenly courts, the sentiments of the blessed in heaven. Father Gallagher goes on to say, contemplate the heavenly court for a moment. See the beauty that is depicted by Van Eck and Fra Angelico, and hear the beauty that we hear from Vivaldi, the angels and the blessed gathering around the throne as they worship, adore, and sing God's praises. With glad hearts, let the warm and joyful sentiment of their hearts fill your own heart. And it would behoove me during this Holy Week, wherever you're watching this, I'm recording it during Holy Week, that this sentiment is even more real for me today, that as we enter into the most holy days of our year, celebrating the most precious, the most important liturgies that we have, Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, the celebration of the Last Supper, the institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood, and then the veneration of the cross on Good Friday, going to Stations of the Cross, and then, of course, Easter Vigil, when we remember all of salvation history, that the Lord has brought us to this place, and he has never left us wanting. He has never left us abandoned. He has never forgotten us. We have certainly forgotten him. I have certainly forgotten him. But he has never forgotten us. And yeah, and I just hear this same sentiment ringing true on Palm Sunday. They're singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed Hosanna, save us. Salvation is coming. And the hope that that has. So as we enter into Mass this week at the preface, so many of these little things can be taken for granted. I say it every week, but it's true because I really believe it. So many of these things can be taken for granted. There's little dialogues, there's readings, there's transitions, but none of it is accidental. None of it is lost. None of it is just like an awkward transition. We can unite our own hearts with the blessed in heaven. And for even just a moment, maybe just for a moment, sing the same hymn that they're singing. And maybe just for a moment, have the same joy in our hearts as they have. That we have been saved. The victory has been won. The Lord indeed has risen from the dead. He indeed loves us. He indeed cares for us. He indeed wants us to be with him. I can't even imagine. I can't begin to imagine eternity, and I can't begin to imagine seeing our Lord face to face. I can't imagine seeing him face to face with my whole life and everything I bring to it and his mercy receiving me. I know it's kind of cheesy, but I used to love this painting, or I don't know what it was. I don't even know who did it. This little image I had in my room of Jesus, you know, it's like it's a celestial kind of scene in the clouds, I guess. And Jesus hugging a young man. And yeah, I just imagine that the Lord, you know, embracing me, and even in spite of all my shortcomings, because I've repented, I've gone to him and said, please forgive me, Lord. And he is forgiving and he is loving, and he has gone before me. He has died for me so that I could be with him. He's done it all for me. I can repent and accept his love and his mercy and do my very best to live that, to never forget him. And I can unite my heart to the angels and saints in heaven in that joy in all that comes with that. Everything that comes with that. I can lift up my heart to the Lord. That's what this podcast comes from, this preface actually. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. We lift them up to the Lord in heaven in hope. We lift them up to the Lord in heaven in anticipation of his love and mercy. Because he has died for us and he has risen from the dead and he has won the victory. And my rejoicing is completely because of that. I am praying for you. Please pray for me as we journey towards his loving embrace. I will see you soon. God bless.